Welcome to Ghana Country Radio, a program that discusses current social, political, economic, prophetic events in the life of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. The subject for this week's program is the false religion of wokeism. And we might as well call this whole movement of being woke an ism, because it is a religion. Like Buddhism, or Hinduism, or Marxism, or Universalism, or Paganism, or Humanism. Wokeism has a God, which is man's feelings, Philippians 3:19. Their God is their appetite. It has a Bible, critical race theory and gender theory, just like Marxism had Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto. It has a soteriology, that man is saved by throwing off biblical revelation and Judeo-Christian values. It has an eschatology, doctrine of last things, that man will finally be set free and be happy once all morality, accountability, and responsibility that makes people feel bad about themselves is eliminated by a powerful socialist state. 2 Peter 2:19, promising them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of corruption. Wokeism has an offering. Out of the $2 trillion 2021 American Rescue Plan, millions are going to pay for the salaries and the programs of leftist social action groups. And there are millions of corporate and private donations to BLM and their fundraising platform called Act Blue. Wokeism has its meetings. Many of these leftists meet three times a week. For these social justice warriors, political action is their church. And the religion of wokeism has its evangelists and evangelistic meetings, protests, rallies, key speakers, writers. Wokeism is a religion. And the title being used, being woke, is not a mistake. It's not a coincidence. It's very telling. It means to be enlightened with superior knowledge, as if they have seen the light, that they have been awoken to the injustices in society, especially racism, and they know the special cure. What do they know that you don't know? Well, they have learned to see the world through the eyes of critical theory, that everything is about the powerful trying to oppress the weak. For them, that is what morality is secretly all about. That's what capitalism is all about. That's what America is all about. And if you still think that men are men, it's because you haven't been awoken to the fact that gender is a made-up social construct where man makes his own morality and reality. And this stuff needs to be learned because it doesn't fit in with God's natural order and the God-given conscience. One needs to have his conscience seared. Now, in the first three centuries of the church, the error the church was up against was called Gnosticism. That's a Greek word for knowledge. These people were calling themselves the knowing ones because they believed that they had discovered certain esoteric knowledge being derived from pagan philosophical thought that would result in better living here and in the metaphysical life to come. And the early church had to expose it and to refute it. And this is what the New Testament is talking about in passages like Acts chapter 20, where Paul says, I know that after my departure, savage wolves, they're not just wolves, they're savage wolves, will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. And 2 Peter chapter 2. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies. Notice the word secretly. Even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be maligned. Jude 12, these men are hidden reefs in your love feast. And this is what Paul writes about in Galatians chapter 1. You're deserting Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached, he is to be accursed. The gospel literally means good news. And Paul is implying here that these false teachers will present themselves as bringing an alternative good news, contrary to God's gospel. They're trying to offer a different way for a better life in society. But these men are frauds. You know, if God calls his truth good news, you can be sure Satan's going to come along and also call his message good news. And his supporters will promote it as good news. It will be their religion, their crusade, their source of self-worth and righteousness. But it's a lie. And the people of God, the church, need to expose it and refute it. For the early church, they had to refute Gnosticism. And in every generation since, there has been some variant form of Gnosticism that the church has had to battle. In the Middle Ages, the church had to fight Romanism, the wedding of tradition and paganism to the gospel. In the 1700s, the American theologian Jonathan Edwards had to contend with the ideas of the Enlightenment. While Edwards was here in America preaching the true gospel, atheists such as David Hume and Thomas Hobbes were creating the false gospel, the secular Enlightenment in Europe. Two movements were happening at the same time: the biblical Reformation versus the Enlightenment. One was liberty by returning to the Bible. The other promised liberty by breaking away from religion. It's interesting to note that the revivals in America were called the Great Awakening. The unbelief in Europe was called the Enlightenment. Today, Marxism and LGBTQ is being called being woke. Notice that they're all claiming light. But be careful. There's the true light, John 1:9. There is the true light, Jesus, who came into the world enlightening every man. But there's also the false light, the imposter light, which is really darkness claiming to be light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. For even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. So surprise, surprise, Satan calls his ideology an awakening, wokeness. But it's not the great awakening to God and truth. It's an awakening to the arguments of Satan. The unsaved mind, when he hears this, he likes it. Now he has a reason and a religion for why he is godless. So let me pause here and formally define wokeism. There are really so many components. It could take me a number of programs to explain all the nuances. But the bottom line, as I just explained, it is all about oppression. That God is the oppressor. He oppresses us through his moral and economic law, through his accountability, through his responsibility. But of course, they will not say that God is the oppressor. But they will say the God made up by the white people is a framework of values made up to oppress others. Western religion is made up to oppress. Now, in wokeness, there is the LGBTQ element, which seeks to use this philosophy of oppression to throw off sexual morals. There is also the economic element of wokeism that calls property rights and capitalism oppression. The goal there is not to have to work by the sweat of one's brow, but to live off the government and tax the producers. There's also the racial element of wokeism, where certain groups are trying to get political power and moral authority by claiming that they are continually victimized by an unseen systemic racism. But the racial component is really being used by the homosexual woke crowd and the economic woke crowd to indict America's moral and economic laws, her history. If you want to turn America into a communist version of Sodom, you have to find a way to discredit the American Judeo-Christian philosophy of government, law, and economics. Well, that's what critical race theory and the 1619 Project are all about. Now, in this religion of wokeism, there are many other sub-doctrines, such as, while the Bible says judge not, wokeism says thou shalt judge. While the Bible says forgive, wokeism demands vengeance. While the Bible says do not repay evil for evil, wokeism says repay evil with evil. While the Bible says I'm a sinner, wokeism says it's someone else's fault. What we have in wokeism is nothing more than old-fashioned idolatry. People tend to think of idolatry as an obsolete relic from the past, but idolatry is alive and well. It's man's desire to make for himself a god that agrees with his sinful practices and beliefs. You see, it's too much to explain away God and the spiritual, so man redefines God. And Paul describes in Romans chapter 1 as an exchange. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And in that sense, they were worshiping man rather than the creator. Now, today we might not have stone statues in the shape of deities, but men still worship what the ancients used to worship in idolatry. The ideology behind the statue. When the ancients worshiped Baal, it wasn't really about the statue. That was just an outward symbol. What they were really worshiping was what Baal represented. Fertility, a bumper crop, prosperity. It was the ancient form of the prosperity gospel. Notice the Ten Commandments. What are the first two commandments? You shall have no other gods before me. And number two, you shall not make for yourself an idol. Now, this is not simply about not making images of God on earth because such images would be inadequate. It's about man's propensity to redefine God with false religion. To have no other God means to have no other character of God or truth of God. But because man is at enmity with God, and because man has a fallen nature that is contrary to the character of God, man is always out to redefine God. If you had to start a country, and you were told that you could only have 10 rules, what would they be? You probably wouldn't make the first rule, you shall have no other gods besides the true God. But that's the one command that's essential for any nation to survive. If a people create a false god with laws that are not according to God's truth, that nation will be destroyed in a very short time. The right religion, the right God, the right ideology is crucial, because what's true must be the nation's moral compass. Well, with the religion of wokeness, the truth of God is being overturned. It's idolatry. Well, now let me quickly share with you some examples of wokeism, particularly its recent evangelistic efforts. Just so we understand that the religion of wokeism is spreading across America and the entire world. Similar to the way Christianity spread and grew in the Roman world, there is a prophesied reversal of the world from paganism to Christianity, and then back to paganism, and then the coming of Jesus. My first story. President Biden, with all of his new Democrat administration pulling the strings, are having the Department of Education send out grants for schools across America to incorporate the teaching of critical race theory and particularly the New York Times 1619 Project, which frames the history of America in terms of a racist country. And to incorporate in K-12, Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. K-12 Kendi's book is the Bible of wokeism. You know, people may think that there's no religion in public schools. There most definitely is. Pagan educators are evangelizing students with their secular authors and their anti-theology books, just like a Christian college or school would use the Bible. There's really no such thing as neutrality in education. Well, here is some of the wording in the new Department of Education ruling. Recipients of such grants must take into account systemic marginalizations, biases, inequities, and discriminatory policies and practices in American history. Incorporate racially, ethically, culturally, and linguistically diverse perspectives and perspectives on the experience of individuals with disabilities. Encourage students to critically analyze the diverse perspectives of historical and contemporary media and its impacts. Support the creation of learning environments that validate and reflect the diversity, identities, and experiences of all students, and contribute to inclusive, supportive, and identity-safe learning environments. That's all code for accepting LGBTQ and transgenderism. Now, this ruling doesn't come out specifically and state you must teach critical race theory. That'd be too obvious. But what happens is that the Department of Education gives out these general guidelines, and then BLM and LGBT groups provide the curriculum to meet the standards. And this is what's happened in New Jersey. The state passed a law that LGBTQ history has to be taught in public schools. And then the state homosexual group, Garden State Equality, gets the contract to provide the materials. Well, the public has until May 19th to make any comments about this new Department of Education ruling. The Republicans have already voiced their opposition, explaining that this is racist indoctrination, but the ruling will likely be implemented. And grant money will flow from Washington to any school that wants to hire a woke diversity critical race theory coordinator to implement the curriculum, to hire a chaplain of wokeism, just like schools years ago used to have Christian chaplains and chapel time. Now, we are seeing across the country some individual communities objecting to school boards implementing this curriculum. In Southlake, Texas, the school board introduced the teaching of CRT into the schools. And a few parents who were informed on what this is all about rose up to protest. In their election last week, the township voted out all the school board and city council people who are working to implement CRT. Let me just read a portion from this article describing the situation down there in Southlake. In an unusually bitter campaign that echoed a growing national divide over how to address issues of race, gender, and sexuality in schools, candidates in the city of Southlake were split between two camps. Those who supported new diversity and inclusion training requirements for the students and teachers, and those backed by a political action committee that was formed last year to defeat the plan. On one side, progressives argued that curriculum and disciplinary changes were needed to make all children feel safe and welcomed in the schools. On the other, conservatives in South Lake rejected the school's diversity plan as an effort to indoctrinate students with far-left ideology that, according to some, would institutionalize discrimination against white children and those with conservative Christian values. In the end, the contest wasn't even close. Candidates backed by the conservative South Lake Family PAC, which raised more than $200,000, won every race by about 70% to 30%, including those for two school board positions, two city council seats, and the mayor. Well, that's good news, but it's also bad news, because even though conservative parents stood up, the state and the schools are being populated with people who want to follow the religion of wokeism. These Christian activist parents in South Lake were unusual. In most school districts, this curriculum is being implemented under the radar without much parental opposition. Now, I could take an entire program and discuss all the arguments back and forth between these two sides in South Lake. The arguments from the left are very subtle and alarming. But like most issues today, we can't find the time to focus on one battle because we're overwhelmed with having to fight 1,000 battles. Here's another example of wokeism. Penn State is making sure that the university becomes more inclusive. Penn State's Faculty Senate has approved a proposition that would remove gendered and binary terms from their courses and program descriptions. The proposition recommends changing the terms freshman, sophomore, and junior and senior to first year, second year, third year, and fourth year and beyond, as well as replacing the terms upperclassmen and underclassmen with the terms lower division and upper division. Because according to the proposition, terms like freshman and upperclassmen carry a strong male-centric binary character to them, and they can be interpreted as both sexist and classist. The proposition goes on to say that terms like junior and senior are parallel to Western male father-son naming conventions. The proposition states that the university has grown out of a typical male-centered world, which they want to overthrow. They don't want there to be binary, male and female. This is overthrowing God's establishment of male and female in Genesis chapter 1. And this is what we get without God. Paganism fills the void. Call it humanism, call it leftism, call it wokeism. It's all the same thing. Now, I've run out of time. In my YouTube version of this program, I'm going to discuss some of the other dogmas of wokeism. You know, it could take an entire college semester course in wokeism to understand wokeism. Just like it could take an entire college semester course to understand all of the nuances of Hinduism or Buddhism. But let me have two closing points here. First, the religion of wokeism, the followers and the religion itself will be destroyed. Philippians 3:19, their end is destruction. 2 Thessalonians 1:7, everlasting destruction upon those who do not obey the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. False religion will never last. And the second point that must always be included is that we can have a true awakening, a true wokeness, if the people turn back to the word of God. The truths in God's word set people in an entirely different mindset. And the true gospel has something that the woke gospel doesn't have, the power of God behind it. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, as in the city of Ephesus, Acts chapter 19, verse 20. So the word of the Lord was growing mightily and prevailing. And I believe that day is coming. For now, God might let these false teachers and wokeism continue and grow for a little while longer so that these people might be judged, but the end is coming soon. The wicked are the chaff that the wind drives away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The website to listen to this program again or to correspond is godandcountryradio.org. From there, you can access the YouTube channel, which is God and Country Biblical Exposition. Thank you for taking the time to include God and Country as one small part of your discipleship in the Word. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, as your scriptures tell us, knowing the time, it's the hour to wake from sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.